Nevin, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you? You're looking well.
I'm having, and you too.
I love your Christmas jumper. Yeah, but
it is attractive, isn't it? I'm trying it out, like your Garlic Crusher and your Lemon Reamer. I have them all. I have all the stuff going on. Listen, firstly, we're into December now.
Yes, I know. So the home stretch.
Here we are, yeah. Yeah. So what did you decide to share with us?
So I was thinking about two very different starters. One is smoked salmon and cream cheese stacks, and I'll go through that recipe in a minute.
Yes.
And then the other one is potato croquettes with whole grain mustard, but it's done with spiced beef. Are you a fan of spiced beef?
Yeah, as a starter, though.
Yeah, as a starter. Now, I done this for my Christmas special, so I did.
Yeah.
And I got great feedback from it. So
interesting.
So,
that's very different now, because we do think of things like smoked salmon or prawns.
Yes.
You know, that's what we kind of tend to go for.
So the first part was on just there on the 3rd, just gone by this week.
That's
and
right.
Then the next one will be on the 10th next day.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. It's great that you're on for the Christmas.
Sure,
it's great. Oh, look.
But this is one
important.
Of the starters I did, so I said, I'll share it with Marty's.
All right. Well, tell me all about this then, because it's
spiced beef, every butcher is different. It's really a core thing, and I think certain parts of Dublin. I met a really nice butcher in the Waterford programme for Christmas. He's based just in Lismore, just outside Waterford, McGrath's Butchers, a family traditional butcher, and he does his own spiced beef. So what I did, I cooked it, I just steamed it, or boiled it, excuse me, with some water and vegetables, and then what I did, I cooled it down, I chopped it into small pieces, and all you do with this is mix this in with mashed potato, a little bit of spring onion, and then you let that kind of cool down, okay? And then you shape it. So you get a potato scooper, you roll it into little round balls, or you know the little croquettes. You know the potato croquettes?
Yes, I do,
cylinders.
Of course.
Yeah, so you can do it either way you want to. I put a little bit of whole grain mustard into it to give it flavour, and also I put in some herbs, parsley, chives. You don't have to use both. If I was to pick one, I think parsley is a lovely one, so it's flatly parsley. So you mix that all together, and then you flour, dip the croquette, flour. So, sorry, when you shape it, put it into the fridge just to relax it.
Right, okay.
And then you dip it in flour, you dip it in egg wash, and then you dip it in these panko breadcrumbs, which are Japanese dried breadcrumbs.
What does that mean?
You'll get them in every supermarket, so you will.
Are they different?
They're dried, excuse me, Martin.
They're dried.
Now, you can do fresh breadcrumbs, but what they do, these panko crumbs give great crunchy texture.
Really?
And you can get them in small little bags. I've seen them in the supermarkets. The retailers sell them and they're excellent. So they're dry breadcrumbs.
Right.
They're not fresh.
P-A-N-K-O.
Really nice.
Panko.
Well done.
Panko.
I love it. So that can be done 3 to 4 days ahead, and actually can be done ahead, a week ahead, and frozen. So you can cook them. Now you're probably thinking potato croquettes, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it is delicious. Serve that with a bit of salad and it's really tasty, really delicious. The best way of cooking it, excuse me, is a little deep fat fryer, or you can shallow fry them or bake them off in the oven. The fryer's the quickest. It is oil, obviously, and then you put it onto kitchen paper so you absorb that, or you can bake them off in the oven for about 12 minutes. The fryer's the best, I'm going to be honest with you, because you get a more even colour.
You've talked about that before, Gail. You're getting one, have one in the house.
Yeah, and there's a temperature control in them. Sorry to interrupt you,
no,
Marty.
No, you're not interrupting me.
For safety, that's really important.
Okay.
I don't like telling people put a saucepan of oil on, and how do you know when it's hot enough? You get a little sprig of parsley, throw it in, when it begins to crackle, it's warm enough.
Okay.
So that's just a wee tip, but a nice deep saucepan. Just be careful. You can do it in a wok.
Yes,
a wok filled with a little bit of nice rapeseed oil, and then you can use it again, and I think this will work really, really well. So we'll
That's very interesting. It's a very different idea for a starter.
Well, I taught spiced beef, and do you know, I like it. Is it one of my favourite ingredients? Probably not. And it's, as I say, in the English market in Cork, every butcher has their own little twist. They won't tell you what spices they use. They're very particular.
I was coming to that.
Yeah.
So they won't tell you. All right, okay.
I love that about them. And why should they?
Yeah.
It's obviously a family tradition, parts of Dublin, you know, most butcher shops, and it's always kind of associated a Christmas spice beef, so... Listen.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Okay, that's that one. You've a second one to do.
Yeah, we smoked salmon and cream cheese stacks.
Good man.
Do you like smoked salmon?
I do. Yeah, I like smoked salmon.
Lovely. So we'll talk about really nice smoked salmon.
And it doesn't overly fill you up if you're talking about a starter.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's like, because remember last week we were doing the party food?
I do.
So if you don't have time to do these starters, try a couple of the recipes from the party food.
I have your tea towels destroyed with the sticky sausages.
Well, God love your wife. I'll tell you, she's a patient woman.
You know, she puts up a lot.
She certainly does.
Yeah, but it's your fault for bringing the cocktails and sausages.
I know, it is. And the tea towels.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, Marty, we'll talk about our smoked salmon.
Okay.
So we use a smoked salmon from Birgitta. She's in the Burn Smokehouse, me and you spoke about it before. She does online, we get direct for the restaurant, we serve her for breakfast, and she's excellent. It's all organic Irish salmon she smokes, and she's one of the best in the country. So you have Frank Heatherman, you know, you have some lovely people smoking salmon and all over the country. So whatever's local to you, that's the only thing.
Okay.
You could use smoked trout, by the way.
Okay.
Mags Kerwin down in Goatsbridge in County Kilkenny I absolutely admire this woman, and she does the most beautiful smoked trout. So you can use that a wee bit different. Okay.
Right.
So we have our smoked salmon. So we spoke about that. Let's talk about our cream mix, a cream cheese mixture. So
okay.
A tub of cream cheese. That can be your regular Philadelphia, mascarpone. It'd be a little bit nicer and richer. Mm. 2 tablespoons of diced cucumber. So you peel it, remove the seeds, and dice it really fine. What does cucumber do? Excuse me. It gives you lovely texture and freshness.
Makes some people belch.
Does it?
Does.
Oh, God, okay.
Some people.
We'll leave it out if you
but
belch.
No, but should they be belching anyway?
Of course they will. Oh, well, that's it. Sure. The feed of the sprouts.
There'll be no problem.
So, Marty, you
if
have
the cucumber
your,
doesn't get them, the sprouts will.
The sprouts either one or the other.
Exactly.
Diced radish. Now, radish is a thing that I don't use a lot, but it's lovely in this. So, the radishes you can just get in the vegetable shop or supermarkets, slice them thinly and chop them. So, again, that's texture. We're going to put in some chopped chives, and what gives it a really interesting flavour, 2 teaspoonfuls of horseradish sauce.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, bit of a kick, and 1 teaspoonful of English mustard. So this mixture can keep for 3 or 4 days in your fridge. Mm. And then what you do is you get brown bread. If you make your own brilliant, if not from your local bakery, you slice the brown bread, you spread that cream cheese mixture over with all the texture, put it with smoked salmon or smoked trout, and then what you do is you just serve that with a lovely salad or I've given you a recipe for pickled red onion. This is another little chefy thing. This will keep for a month in your fridge.
Well, we both like our pickled red onions.
Oh, we do, don't
it's
we?
Lovely, yeah,
so red onion, finely sliced into little wedges. Then you have 2 tablespoons of caster sugar in a little bowl. Hmm. 4 tablespoons, so it's twice the amount of vinegar. I'm using some rice wine vinegar, but you could use cider vinegar, and you mix
it
all together.
Why are you using rice wine?
I think it's a more tart vinegar. That's a really good question.
Okay.
And I think it works really well with the red onion. So if you can do that a couple of days ahead, you'll get amazing flavour. And see what leftover ham, anything like that, it's delicious.
Really?
Oh, the pickled red onion's gorgeous.
I see the listeners been on. Cork spiced beef, English market is best. Tom Durkin spiced beef.
And I know Tom well.
Do you?
Well, fair play to your listener.
No, I didn't know.
Cork people stick together, don't they?
They do that.
They're unreal.
I suppose you can't be blamed for it.
Yeah, no, they're brilliant. I love it down there. So are you happy with those two starters?
They're two gorgeous starters.
And very different.
The other one is very different. The Nevin's potato croquettes with whole grain mustard and spiced beef. And then the smoked salmon and cream cheese stacks. I like them. Why do I feel like we're working towards a dinner at this stage?
I know. The main event next week.
Is it in the main event next week?
The main event next week.
Oh.
We'll flex our muscles.
Listen, come here. Are you busy up to Christmas in the restaurant?
That's excellent. It's very steady, Marty, to be honest with you. We're very busy. We've had a lot of vouchers. The cookery school now is finishing up. This weekend is the last weekend. So it's been a great year overall, to be honest with you.
It's lovely.
With Brexit and everything, we were a bit worried.
Yes, I know.
You know, now who knows what's around the corner.
Well, yeah.
We'll move on quickly.
Well, in your case, Northern Ireland.
Listen, sure. Yeah, you're right. In your case, well said.
It is.
So we're going to close. Yeah, we're going to close for about 5 days of Christmas and 2 weeks in January. So it has been a great year. And Christmas is always lovely and busy. We get different groups coming for family get-togethers and all that. So
that's perfect.
It's great.
What date will you finish up?
We'll finish up the 22nd, which is a Sunday.
All right.
Yeah,
22nd.
So it is.
All right, listen, keep the faith, my friend.
See you next week.
You betcha.
Now, this Turkey next week.
Turkey next week. Just a reminder again, if you want those recipes, Marty in the morning, RT Lyric FM, firstly, Marty in the morning, and then you'll find the recipes all laid out for you. And that includes the pickled red onions.
Absolutely, the whole lot, the whole shebang.
The whole kit and caboodle.
Exactly.
All right, so what are we talking about there? What do we play? Salmon, cheese, stacks.
You're always thinking of it. You're brilliant. You're always. Have you anything with a bit of spice? Spicy beef. Come on, get a spicy song.
Let me play the Spice Girls now. Anyway, here's something spicy for you.
Now, day-to-day life is a menu with one item. Week after week, tastes the same.